call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial.
Graveyard.
No. When he
cemetery.
First, no. Now, when he first dies.
Funeral home.
And what do you call the box that a dead person is put into?
Casket.
Okay. And the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
A creek, a spring, a river. I mean, a creek, a spring.
Well, now, would a creek be larger or smaller than
smaller than a river, yes.
A creek smaller than a river. Now,
and
how
a spring smaller than a creek.
That's smaller than a creek, okay. Now, what about a branch? Where does that fit in?
A branch?
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing.
The same thing
branch
as a
and a spring, same thing. A spring is what causes a break. A spring or water for a spring for spring up.
That's
for.
Where it first comes from.
Yes, ma'am. You get drinking water there,
okay.
And after it runs off, it's a branch.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call gravy that's made from ham that's not thickened?
Don't talk about that unless I get hungry now. Ham gravy.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that runs, well, that has a thin body and a long snout? They run around wild sometimes.
Wild hog? Yes.
You ever heard them called razorback? Or
razorback, yes. Yes, that's right.
You ever heard them called a piney woods root? Or a piney
root?
Any of those things?
Mountain rooters.
Mountain rooters.
That's what they call them.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ma'am?
An itching soreness between the toes.
Oh, a corn.
Well, now, this just itches. It doesn't hurt like a corn, quite. But it just itches between your toes.
Well, I just always call it corn, but I don't know what else we might call it.
Okay. What I'm thinking of is ground itch or toe itch or athlete's foot.
Yeah, athlete's foot, yes. I've heard of that. I never have experienced that.
Okay. Well,
I hope
lucky.
I won't. Yes, sir.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Bootleg whiskey. Bootleg whiskey. Yes.
And what about cheap whiskey that's supposed to be real bad for you?
Cheap whiskey? Well, that's about the same thing, bootleg whiskey.
Well, now, this is a name that means that it's bad for you, like Rot Gut or Pop Skull or Kill 'em Quick or Bust Head or... You ever heard it called that? Heard bootleg called
that? Yes, all this bootleg whiskey is bad. It's called so many different names.
Uh huh. Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? You might say, a child hopes to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Toys.
Okay. Now, this next part has to do with word patterns. Certain words change with time. And now what I'm interested in here is not what you might have learned in school, but just what you'd ordinarily say. Like if you're talking about singing a song, you might ask, has the song been sung?
Yes.
Now you see that's from the word singing.
Yes.
But it's sung. It's a different kind of word. So that's
right.
The sort of thing we're interested
that's
in.
Right.
Now if we were talking about singing a song, you'd say, has the song been sung?
Yes.
Now, if you're talking about buying groceries, you'd say, have the groceries been
bought?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, what the groceries? The same word.
I bought groceries yesterday, yes.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, you might say, have the apples been?
Have the apples been eaten.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday,
I ate apples.
Okay. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me,
have you had a cup of coffee?
Now, talking about drinking. Have you, what, your coffee?
Have you drank your coffee?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago,
yes.
I what?
I drank a cup of coffee.
Okay.